للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للفلاح، حي للفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. كل سي إن شاء الله عصر نماز 6:30 هوي. From tomorrow, Asr Salah will be at 6:30, inshallah. Or inshallah, dua ke baad, hamare Sheikh Saleh tashreef laye hue hain, bayan farmayenge. Sab hazrat baithne ki koshish karein, mukhtasar bayan karenge, 15-20 minutes, inshallah. Virtues of Masjid-e-Aqsa. Aur Masjid-e-Aqsa kyun safar karna chahiye, iski ahmiyat samjhayenge. شیخ صالح وہاں ہاشمی ہوٹل میں ہوتے ہیں, جو بھی انگلینڈ سے جاتا ہے اس کو شیخ صالح سے واسطہ ضرور پڑتا ہے, شیخ صالح کے بغیر زیارت کمپلیٹ نہیں ہوتی. شیخ صالح برابر سب کو گھماتے ہیں, مسجد اقصیٰ کا ٹور کراتے ہیں, وہ جو قبۃ الصخرہ ہے اس کا ٹور کراتے ہیں, پھر کوچ میں لے جاتے ہیں جگہ جگہ, جریکو اور یہ سب جگہ, ہبرون, مسجد خلیل, یہ سب زیارتیں شیخ صالح کراتے ہیں. ہم بھی 3 دفعہ گئے ہیں, شیخ صالح کے ساتھ ہی زیارت کی, ہاشمی ہوٹل میں ہی ٹھہرے تھے. ماشاء اللہ آپ کا نالج بھی بہت اچھا ہے, تو اس لیے انگلش میں تھوڑی دیر بیان کریں گے. سب حضرات بیٹھیں, انشاءاللہ بہت فائدہ ہوگا, زیادہ ٹائم نہیں لیں گے, مختصر تھے انشاءاللہ. اللہ مسجد اقصیٰ کی حفاظت فرمائیے, اس کی حفاظت کرنے والے بہادروں کی حفاظت فرمائیے, ہمارے فلسطینی مسلمان بھائی بہنوں پر رحم فرمائیے, ان کی قربانیوں کا ان کو بہترین بدلہ نصیب فرمائیے, ہمیں بھی مسجد اقصیٰ کی زیارت وزٹ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائیے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, وصلی اللہم وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وعلی وصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک. تفضل شیخ.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For my brother that they're leaving, if you have only 15 minutes of your time, I'm coming all the way from Masjid al-Aqsa just to share with you about the love of Masjid al-Aqsa. I will have this opportunity to say to our Sheikh and our Ustaz, Sheikh Abdul Rahim Sab, Zallah Kul Khair, to open all the masajid. He's giving me 3 talks today in Bolton. I was visiting him by accident, went to there to masjid, I forget what's the name, and he put me in the front to talk about Al-Aqsa. This is of mahabba of Masjid Al-Aqsa, and he want the people to hear from me. Otherwise, I cannot talk anything. This is our ulama. اسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. You ask the people that they have more knowledge if you don't know. I never study alim. This is our ulama and our scholar. But you like to hear it from me because I come from all the way from Masjid Al-Aqsa. While many things going on now, when in time of traveling because of coronavirus, but Allah make it so easy. Even the Sheikh, he was shocked. Subhanallah, you came all the way. We cannot visit there, but you came from all the way. Allah brought you here to share the love of Masjid Al-Aqsa. So Zallah Kul Khair, may Allah reward him, because that this time of moment that we leave now, when you talk about Al-Aqsa or you are mentioning Aqsa, people did not interesting, or because there's something going on there, or politics going here and there. But you need to know one thing, Aqsa is part of our Aqidah. As I care about Al-Aqsa and I fight about Aqsa, it's your duty to do this. Because Masjid Al-Aqsa and the land of Palestine is belong to the entire Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I'm here today to share with you some of the importance of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioning Aqsa in the Holy Quran. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. Allah Azza wa Jal has been connecting Masjid al-Haram with Masjid al-Aqsa as he giving an order for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be traveling from Mecca towards al-Aqsa. I'm mentioning that night which is called Laylat al-Isra'i wal-Mi'raj, the night of Mi'raj. I'm mentioning that our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was traveling from Mecca towards al-Aqsa. 125,000 Nabi, they waiting when in gathering land in order for them to receive our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm imagining if I come to Sheikh Abdul Rahman now and I tell him, the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa coming today to visit you in this masjid. Him and all the people will be excited. The Imam of Aqsa coming. I'm imagining in that moment of time, our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's coming. He is the one he's going to be landing inside of Aqsa. You're talking about 125,000 Nabi that they were waiting inside of Masjid al-Aqsa for our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he land inside of Masjid al-Aqsa, where I come from now, where I come to share with you some of 15 minutes about the importance of Aqsa, to share with you what your brother and sister they are going through. People, when they hear I'm coming for Aqsa, they thought I'm coming for charity. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is my sixth trip to England. I never collect £1 charity as a zakah or sadaqah because this is not my job. Sheikh Abdul Rahim, he visit me. Many people in this masjid visit me and they know me. Even when I'm there, I don't collect anything. You go direct to charity. So I'm here just to share with you about the love and about the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was landing, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they were waiting for him. They all greet our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the front and he reads his salah. That means when you go to Masjid al-Aqsa and you pray your salah, wherever you pray, wherever you do your sujood, could be any Nabi or our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he stood in that place and he read his salah. After that, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and he took his mi'raj from Kubbatul Sakhra, the dome of the rock, till he reached Sidratul Muntaha, where he reached the higher point where he spoke with Allah Azza wa Jal without a hijab. Yet people, they have so much excuse about Al-Aqsa that they're going to keep us, they're going to hold us, this and that. So much ahadith were mentioning towards Palestine and towards the land of Asham and towards Masjid al-Aqsa. When companion, they were sitting with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah al-Munawwara, and they asked our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, aftina fi bayt al-Maqdis, what you can give us towards that place. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told them, send your zakah there, send your charity there and just sit, or just think about that place in a good way and do dua for the brother there. He goes, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, ائتوه فصلوا فيه. ائتوه فصلوا فيه. When in there's some narration, he repeated 3 times. ائتوه فصلوا فيه. The meaning is, go to that place and pray your salah there. Go to that place and do perform your salah there. And the hadiths continue that if you cannot reach there, then you need to send olive oil to light the candle in that masjid. You need to know one thing, my brother and the sister, that they can hear me now as well. Your brother and sister that they live right next to Masjid al-Aqsa, but they don't have the ID or the passport that they allow them to come to Aqsa. You know those brother and sister, they are only allowed to come during the time of Ramadan. And they only allowed to come during the Friday prayer. Only Friday they are allowed to come and pray the Salah. You know what time they leave the homes and come to the checkpoint? They leave the home at 2 o'clock, and some of them they leave midnight, They leave midnight to the checkpoint. I'm talking about Ramallah, Jericho, all those places, They go by queue. They wait whole night and whole morning in order for them to come and pray one salah. And in the end, when salah come, when duhur come, they close the border and they tell them, we have enough people, we make them enter, now you go back. Those people, they put the salah and they pray right by the checkpoint. When they do this, my brother, they do this behalf of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can see some brother with me here, they've been to Aqsa and they've been sent back. But yet they still come, they land at the airport and they've been sent them back. They go, at least our feet touch the land of Anbiya alayhi salam. This is how it is. People, when I used to come here, now amongst this 100 people, will not find maybe 2 or 3 people they came to Aqsa. The rest, they're still planning to come. But you need to know one thing, that Aqsa in this moment of time closed. For people from England, South Africa, anywhere in the world, is closed because of this virus. Since this virus start, border airport closed. So you cannot come now. How much you own money and you want to come there, you cannot come. You will be sent back. So this is why I'm coming here to tell and to share with the people. As soon you hear the masjid open, book your flight and come. Book your flight and come and pray, because you don't know when Aqsa is going to be closed again. Huh? And you have this opportunity, my brother. When Sulaiman alayhi salam built Aqsa, he raised his hand and he asked Allah Azza wa Jal three du'as. One of the du'a he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for, من أتى المسجد الأقصى لا ينزع إلا الصلاة فيه رجع كما ولدته أمه. That whoever come with the attention only to pray in that masjid, nothing else, that he will return back home as he was born. That means all his sins will be forgiven. Where you can have this accept Hajj? By you coming to Aqsa, you supporting everyone. You supporting the hotels, you supporting the market, you supporting the restaurant, you supporting myself, I'm as a guide as well. You supporting so much people. We're inside of the old city. So you supporting them to not move, to not close the shop or close the hotel, close whatever they have business and leave. So when you come there, this is a big support, my brothers. This is a huge support. In fact, also you will be visiting so much places. There's places of Anbiya alayhim salam. Also inside of Masjid al-Aqsa, there is the Mihrab of Maryam alayhi salam. It's great dua will be accepted there, my brother. As you go to Makkah and Medina and you feel the dua is accepted. Also dua is accepted in Aqsa. كلما دخل زكريا عليها المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أن لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا ربه. The محراب مريم عليها السلام inside. زكريا عليه السلام he used to live inside. عمران عليه السلام when he used to live inside. And if you go to خليل, as we go with Sheikh عبد الرحيم, there is the cover of the cover of نبي إبراهيم عليه السلام there. موسى عليه السلام when ملك الموت came to him, he asked him, Nabi Musa, he asked Allah Azza wa Jal one wish, and that wish was that his qabr will be marma hajar min al masjid al aqsa, that his qabr will be a stone away from masjid al aqsa. You know, I'm going to share with you a story, just short story, and I'm going to end with it because maybe you have some work you need to go. This story is, I was coming through Jordan and I saw one scholar, he was in Jordan. He invited me in a restaurant now when I was coming to England. That scholar, he been 18 times to Aqsa with groups. He goes, Sheikh, I want to ask you one question. There is any way I can get to Aqsa to pray one salah? Just I want to pray one salah. I go, there's not possible, because if you have British passport, they will send you back. You are not allowed. Since COVID-19 starts, since 1.5 to till now, they're not allowing any tourists to come in. Click in my head this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, سَيَأْتِي زَمَانٌ عَلَى أُمَّتِي, there's a time going to come to my ummah, just to look at Masjid al-Aqsa from very far away, just to see Masjid al-Aqsa. تَرَى فِيهَا الْمَسْجِدُ الْأَقْصَى خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا أو كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Just to see Aqsa from very far away, better for you than the whole world and what's on this whole world. When I come from Aqsa, my brother, and I took this risky, and I come and I see Sheikh like Sheikh Abdul Rahim, لِبَّادَ زَالَ اللَّهُ كُلْ خير, to open the masjid and to allow me to have three speech today, this is ni'mah from me that I see this, our ulama and our scholar, they care about the masjid. Wallahi, when I see this, I'm going to go back to Aqsa and I'm going to have feedback about the ulama, they care about Al-Aqsa. And since that I come, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me to visit them and see them and be in the company as well. This is blessing for me, and blessing for you to have ulama and scholars that also they care about the masjid, while the whole ummah, they turn the face away from Aqsa and they go, this is not the time for us to come to Aqsa. If this is not the time to come to Aqsa, when the time to come to Aqsa? And you need to know one thing, my brothers and the sister, that they can hear me as well. Aqsa need you. Aqsa need you. And without you, we cannot continue. We cannot continue. And all the time I say this in my tours, because we are standing there without moving from there, this is why you can keep coming. And we are standing there and we cannot move because you keep coming. So we are connected to each other. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, free the land of Palestine. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, make you come to Aqsa once and twice and three and four. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, liberate our Shaykh and all our Mashayikh in this land and in this village as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you once again for listening to me. Any question you need, I'm still here, inshaAllah. I will be very happy to answer any question you want. Some sister, I was visiting them now in the house, and she was telling me regarding rules. The rules is, as soon as they're going to open Aqsa, you cannot come by yourself. You need to book through agent from England. Any agent that you know, you need to book through them. You need to have your vaccine, both vaccine, in order for you to come. And you need to have coronavirus test before you get to the plane. And the rest of the things, you know, where you stay, how long you're going to stay, what you need to visit, this is your agent will take care for it. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward you and accept, inshallah, from us and you. Jazakum Allah khair.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Shaykh Sahab. This is how Shaykh Sahab helps us in the ziyarat. Oh, MashaAllah. Bang one. Or Masjid-e-Aqsa, MashaAllah, jana hai. Fazilat uski, Shaykh Sahab, zehn se nikal gayi hogi. ایک نماز مسجد اقصیٰ میں 1000 نماز کے برابر, یہ ایک حدیث میں ہے. اور دوسری حدیث میں ہے 50,000 نماز کے برابر. ابن ماجہ کی حدیث میں ہے مسجد حرام میں ایک نماز 100,000 نماز کے برابر, اور مسجد نبوی اور مسجد اقصیٰ میں 50,000 نماز کے برابر. تو ہم یہ نیت کریں کہ انشاءاللہ ہم مسجد اقصیٰ جائیں گے. اور جیسے انہوں نے کہا ہے, ہمارے جانے سے وہاں والوں کو بہت طاقت ملتی ہے, اسٹرانگ خوش ہو جاتے ہیں, کیونکہ ہم جاتے ہیں تو وہ دشمن کو پتہ چلتا ہے کہ مسجد اقصیٰ صرف ان کی نہیں ہے, پوری دنیا کی ہے. تو کچھ کرنے سے پہلے وہ 10 دفعے سوچتے ہیں. تو ہمیں بار بار جانا چاہیے, فریکوینٹلی, اس سے بہت فائدہ ہوتا ہے. تو نیت کریں سب حضرات, اور وہاں جاتے ہیں. شیخ کے ساتھ ہم گئے تھے مختلف جگہوں پر, خلیل میں گئے تھے تو وہاں پر بھی بڑا چیک پوائنٹ ہے, مگر شیخ کو وہ چیک پوائنٹ والے سب جانتے ہیں. تو انہوں نے جا کر کہہ دیا کہ یہ ہمارے مہمان ہیں, یہ وہ ایک ایک کر کے نہیں جائیں گے, گیٹ کھول دو, ہم کو سب کو ایک ساتھ اندر جانا ہے. تو وہ انہوں نے سولجروں نے کہا ٹھیک ہے, ہم کو پھٹ پھٹ اندر کر دیا سب کو. اور ماشاءاللہ بہت فکر کرتے ہیں, بہت خیال رکھتے ہیں. بعض دنوں میں تو صبح کو آتے ہیں, ہم کو لے کر جاتے ہیں بس میں, تو رات کو 12 بجے واپس آتے ہیں, پورا گھوم گھام کے چکر لگا کر. تو یہ ماشاءاللہ بہت ہمت سے, فکر سے سب زیارت کراتے ہیں. اور عموماً ہم وہاں رہتے ہیں ہاشمی ہوٹل میں, یہ وہ اولڈ سٹی کے اندر ہے, اس میں بہت فائدہ رہتا ہے. وہ باہر سے گھڑی گھڑی اندر اولڈ سٹی میں آنے کا چیک پوائنٹ وغیرہ نہیں ہوتا, صرف مسجد اقصیٰ کے گیٹ کے پاس وہ سوال کرتے ہیں. تو وہ دیکھ لیتے ہیں, ایک دفعہ دیکھ لیتے ہیں کہ بھئی یہ تو باہر کے ہیں فارینر, پھر وہ کچھ گڑبڑ سڑبڑ نہیں کرتے, آنے جانے دیتے ہیں. تو ماشاءاللہ بہت اچھا ہے, ڈرنے کا نہیں. بعض لوگ ڈرتے ہیں کہ ہم جائیں گے تو ایئرپورٹ پہ بہت بٹھائیں گے. تو ہم لوگ گئے تھے براڈ فورڈ کا ہمارا گروپ تھا, تو ہم کو بھی 4-5 گھنٹے 5-6 گھنٹے بٹھایا, 5-6 آورس. تو وہ ہمارا ایک لڑکا کہنے لگا, مر صاحب اتنا تو حج میں گئے تو میں حج میں بھی جدہ ایئرپورٹ پہ اتنے گھنٹے تو بیٹھا تھا, کہ وہاں بھی بہت دیر لگاتے ہیں, تو اس میں کیا ہے, بیٹھنے تسبیح پڑھتے رہو. تو الحمدللہ وہ کوئی بات ایسی ہے نہیں. تو گھبرانے کا کیا ہے, بالکل گھبرانے کا نہیں, جانے کا. ہماری ہے مسجد اقصیٰ, تو اس لیے وزٹ کریں, زیارت کریں, انشاءاللہ بہت فائدہ ہوگا. ثواب کا ثواب اور زیارت کی زیارت, بجائے ادھر ادھر ترکی اور ٹونیشیا اور انڈونیشیا ملیشیا تو دبئی کرنے آنے کے, مسجد اقصیٰ جاؤ تو ان کو وہاں پر فائدہ بھی ہوگا اور ہمارا بھی ثواب کا ثواب بھی ملے گا انشاءاللہ. شیخ, ایک شارٹ دعا.
May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, protect all the brother and the sister in UK. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, again free Masjid al-Aqsa from all the kuffar, inshaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make you visit Masjid al-Aqsa once and twice and three times. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, protect you, protect your kids, protect all the Muslim in this country, inshaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, protect our sheikh, all our mashayikh in this land and in this village. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, make it easy for you and make your suffer easy, inshaAllah, to come and see us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, make my suffer easy going back, inshaAllah, to that blessing land and wait for you and do all your khidmat, inshaAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah, all our amwat, inshaAllah, and accept them, inshaAllah, to Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khair. Khair. Wassalamu alaikum.